end of this memorizing another verse of the Bible. Visitors, we're trying to memorize 12 verses this year, and this verse today, the one we've been working on all of this month, is the one that becomes the basis of our lesson. Let's say our member verse together. Hebrews 6:19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, Hebrews 6:19. Now let me ask everybody to look right over here. Quit looking at the screen and let's say the verse together, all right? Hebrews 6:19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Hebrews 6:19. And I'm sorry for you folks over there. You could see the screen. I got to take a look. Saw some of you looking at the screen. You were sneaky, but you did it. Way to go. I hope that we're not just trying to read verses and quote verses, but we're really trying to memorize verses, because this is what life is all about. Think about this verse. The anchor of our soul reaches from where we are to where God is. I want you to think about that. It's where our forerunner has entered beyond the veil. And he is there awaiting us. Angels are awaiting our coming. And sometimes as we look at how sick this world is, we're like those souls in the book of Revelation that said, "How long, O Lord, holy and true?" And then, "Lord, hasten the day when heaven becomes a reality." Now, our purpose today in what will happen in the next several moments is to try to create within us a picture of heaven and a longing for heaven, and then just try to help us understand that's where we're headed. Is heaven real to you? You look at Revelation chapter 22, those verses that were read to us just a moment ago, and you begin looking at verses like this, and all of a sudden you recognize there's no way to describe what heaven is like. It may be that these verses really talk about the beauty of the church instead of the beauty of heaven. But in our minds, this is the way we've tried to think about heaven, because we can only think in finite terms. It's difficult for us to think abstractly. And so John sees a vision, and he tries with words to paint the picture of what's there. And somebody said, "Do you really think there will be a street of gold there? Do you really think there will be gates made of pearls?" And when I began to analyze what the Bible says about it and recognize the Bible says that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, I'm not going to heaven with a physical body. It's not a body of flesh and blood. It's a resurrected body. It's a glorious body. And that's the way I'm going to go to heaven. And so whatever kind of glorious body I have, it's all right for there to be streets of gold. It's all right for there to be gates of pearl. And that's the only way I perhaps can even begin to visualize how wonderful and marvelous that place must be. And there is that river that comes out of the very throne of God. And there's the tree of life that's on every side. And the very thing that we read about in the beginning chapter of the Bible is there in the end chapter of the Bible, and that is heaven itself and the tree of life and being in the... Can you imagine what it would have been like to be Adam and Eve and walk with God in the cool of the day and to see Him face to face? And so there are no words to describe it. But then we see Him. There's no night there. Night and darkness used in the Bible symbolizes all that's evil and vile. And there's no night in that city. because the glory of God is there. And so I want us to take in the first part of these moments of meditation together to think about our hope of heaven and to think about the beauty that's there. Shay, I was not much older than you preaching some little country church up there in Alabama. And there's a brother whose name I remember. I have no idea why I remember his name. His name was White. And he said something to me that I've had carried with me for 50 years. He says, "Dan, sometimes when we're singing, I just forget about here. It doesn't happen often. But every now and then when we're singing, it is as though my soul is transported to the very throne of God." And I hope in these next several moments as we sing together, as we sing songs that talk about the beauty of heaven, I hope that you will try to forget about the things that are surrounding you and forget about words and music and let your soul be transported to heaven itself. To the place where God will wipe away all tears. This world is characterized by burdens. We someday shall lay those burdens down and join with the saints. And as we sing together, imagine what it'll be like to sing in heaven. We've tried to envision some time of talking about Jesus sitting beside us while we're singing. Think about Paul. Think about Dorcas. Think about Abraham. Think about all of the redeemed of all of the ages that are there. Think of your favorite Bible character and imagine being there and singing with the redeemed. And nothing bad will be there. God will wipe away every tear. And so I'm asking you to lay your burden down right now. And let's think about heaven. And from the depths of our souls, let's sing about it. And about that marvelous place where there's no night and where there's a river that is pure as crystal. And they count not time by years, for there's no night there. Let's sing together.
Thank you.
There's no sorrow there. There's no parting there. In fact, as one little girl in Sunday school said, there ain't no nothing there that make you unhappy. Do you long to go to that place? You see, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount talks about a man's eye being single. And he's really talking about focus in life. And in our lives, we're pushed on every side. You just started back to school. You got all of those new adventures that are there and new assignments. Things are happening in your life, changing jobs, retiring, sickness, whatever. And it's really, really hard to keep your eye focused. But you see, there is that hope that enters behind the veil. And that must create within us the heart that says we long to be at that place. It's not just beautiful. It's the place where we long to be. The Hebrew writer talks about as we run the race, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's talking about us running a race, and as we're running the race, there we see Jesus, and we long to be there. You know what it's like to see somebody you hadn't seen in a long, long time? Imagine seeing Jesus. And these next songs emphasize the fact we don't really belong on this earth. And yet if we're not focused, if our eye is not single, we'll lose sight of what life is really all about. We'll become distracted by all of this stuff that is here that's going to burn up the fiery judgment of God when this world ends. We'll devote all of our energy and all of our times and all of our thoughts in dealing with just stuff when there's something so far better than this. The Hebrew writer described Abraham as a sojourner. And Peter describes us as pilgrims and sojourners. You're planning on going on a vacation this year? You pack lightly. You don't put roots down in that place where you're just going to go sojourn for a week or two. And that's why Abraham, when God said, Abraham, I want you to leave this, he left his house, he left everything. Ur had indoor plumbing, by the way, and he went out to live in a tent. And he left it all behind. His country, his family, he left it all. And that's what we are. And so I'm asking you to create greater focus as we sing these next few songs. And create within yourself a longing to be in heaven. Not just that, well, maybe someday, somehow I'll be able to be there. But for your heart to cry out, how long, O Lord, how long? The song, It Is Well With My Soul. Lord, haste the day when faith shall be sight. But that'll not happen unless there's a focus within our lives that says, I've got one purpose living on this earth, and that is to go be with my Lord. That's why I'm here. That's what life is all about. That's all that matters. And you're faced with all the challenges that life lays before you, and you think about, here's what I want to accomplish in my life. And God bless you as you lay out those dreams and hopes and aspirations. But don't ever lose sight of the fact that I'm longing to be in heaven. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. And my treasures are laid up in a place so different from this place. You long for heaven? We'll sing about, they're all expecting me. As I tried to develop this lesson, I thought about maybe putting pictures of former members of this congregation on the screen at this time. And I thought I'd leave somebody out. But as I think about heaven, and as I tried to think about a face that I'd want to be on the screen that just might make everybody want to go to heaven, I thought of Harold Pack. Don't you miss him? They're all expecting me. And above all of that is, Jesus Himself is going to be there. And I'll be able to use the poetic language of the song, to touch the nail prints in His hands. Because this world does not matter. There's an eternity and saints are there. And poetically, they're now shouting the songs of victory. Lord, hasten the day when not just this church in this place is singing about heaven, but when this church, these people sitting right with you right now, when we're experiencing heaven, there's a land that is fairer than day. And we can see it by faith. Think about what Brother White said. And as we sing these songs, may there be a longing for heaven within your heart, that we can be there someday together. Let's sing.
Thank you.
We've talked about the beauty of heaven and of our longing to go there. I want us to conclude these thoughts about heaven with the realization of the fact I'm going to go there. Unashamedly, we ought to be determined that we're going to heaven. You see, it is not just a wish that someday maybe I might be able to make it if just everything works out and I'm really having one of those good days when I die. But I am going to heaven. I'm in the way. I'm in the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm headed for a promised land. And I'm going. And I hope when I say that you understand I'm trying to speak for every one of us, just trying to make it personal. I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to resist temptation. I'm going to say no to the devil. And I'm going to live a life that's characterized by Christ-likeness and purity. And I'm going to go to heaven. Not I wish, but I am determined that I'm going to heaven. And I know Satan is as wily as can be, and I know that he is as crafty as can be, and he'll do everything he can to destroy me and use life circumstances and the worst kind of people around me. But I want you to know I'm going to overcome. I am going to go to heaven because I have faith in Jesus, and Jesus is with me, and heaven is mine. I'm going to sing the song of Moses. I'm going to be there and sing the psalm of the Lamb. I'm going to go to heaven, and I'm going to do everything I can to carry those who I love the most around me. I'm going to do everything I can to take them to heaven with me. I'm going to heaven. Because I'm in the glory land way. And I want everybody to know about it. And in just a moment, we'll be singing two other songs. And both of them talk about the fact that there's that determination to be there. And I'm asking you to join with me and release your heart and sing about heaven. And when we talk about heaven is nearer, that I'm going to be there. And I stand on Jordan's stormy banks, but there's the other side where we shall sing the song of Moses. In the by and by. Are you determined to go to heaven? Do you want to go to heaven above every other thing? Is your eye single? Can you see Jesus awaiting to beckon you to come into that place? Then will you not, from the very depths of your soul, sing unashamedly about the fact that you're going to be there one of these days. Let's sing together. Kevin, I don't know if you can put song 225 up there, but if you can, go ahead and do that. I want to add this song to what we have planned. Heaven holds all to me. I want you to think about the words. And the third verse of number 225 says, why should I long for the world? If you'd feel comfortable at this time, why not grab the hand of the person right beside you? And let's sing, as the song says, not too fast, heaven holds all to me. Earth holds no treasures but perish with using, however precious they be. Yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. That heaven holds all for you. And I hope as a result of us being together this day, heaven is more real. And the longing within your heart to be heaven is greater. And that longing will help you in every decision that you make this week. But you're not going to heaven if you're not a Christian. He died and paid such a great price that heaven might be ours. But if I don't choose to go to heaven, He's not going to force me to be there. I'm going to go to heaven because I want to go there, because I long to be there. And so I need to make up my mind to go to heaven. Enter the gates of heaven by believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Mark 16:16, Jesus said, he that believeth not shall be damned. You're not going to heaven unless you've made up your mind to change your life God is not willing that any should perish, 2 Peter chapter 3 says, but that all should come to repentance. It is the will of God that you come to the point in your life where you make up that decision, I'm going to go to heaven. And then because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, Philippians chapter 2 and verse 11, you need now to confess that He is the Son of God. When He comes back and you see Him, even if you're not a Christian, you'll acknowledge Him then as the Son of God, but it's too late. But it's not too late today to confess Him as the Son of God. And then you can arise and be baptized and wash your sins away. And when you do that, you become a part of His family, His kingdom, His body, the church. And you become a part of those that Jesus had in mind when He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And that'll happen if on the basis of your faith you submit to Him. And then just live faithful until the day that you die. There's a beautiful place called heaven. It's for those who are pure and blessed. And you need to be there. And if you're not going to heaven, won't you make up your mind today to go to heaven? And let it be known by coming to the front as together we stand and sing.